Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We have a relatively long piece in front of us today, which all focuses on something only tangentially related to Nedarim, and that is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. It's important to note that this is the central sugya of Bikur Cholim in Shas. The Mishnah, which is the beginning of Mishnah Dalet, Amudar Hana'a Mechaverov Nichnas Levakro. If somebody is Mudar Hana'a and he comes in to visit his friend, or his fellow who has been madir him, and we're going to see who's the mudar here. It's not exactly clear. Omed v'lo yoshev. Omed v'lo yoshev. He stands up, but he does not sit down when he visits him. Umrapom refuat nefesh avalo refuat mamon. And he heals him literally, life-saving healing, but not financial healing. What it means is he can heal the fellow, but he cannot heal his property. In other words, his animals. Okay, the Gemara immediately addresses the issue of, again, as the confusion that we have reigning through Nedarim, of who is the Mudar and who is the Madir. Am I asking, if A is visiting B, again, using our model, that A is the Madir and B is the Mudar, and I feel the Yoshev Nami, then he should even be able to sit down. Because after all, A is allowed to benefit from B, B is just not allowed to benefit from A. So sitting, standing doesn't matter. If B is visiting A, then afilo omed namilo, he's not allowed to be in his house. So we go back to the first model where B is visiting A. The one who's visiting is asur. Sorry, the A is visiting B, and B is not allowed to get benefit from A. There was a custom, as we've seen throughout Nedarim, different payment customs. So it was a custom where they would pay people who came to visit if they sat and visited a cholah, but if they just walked in and stood, then they didn't get paid. Now, my psaka, the same question we asked earlier. So it's teaching that even in places where they do pay people to come visit the sick, they can only pay them if they sit down and settle in a little bit and not if they just come and stand. Now, that being the case, if the guy who's coming in is A, is the Madir, and the fellow who's sick is not allowed to benefit from him, then when A comes in and stands and doesn't get any payment for him, he's not doing anything that's hana'a except for the mitzvah. But when he comes and sits, then, and then if he waives the fee, that's the problem, then B is getting benefit from him. Now, we could answer this differently. Later on, we see Rabbi Shimon Eliakim noticing that something which is mutar is prohibited because we're concerned you may stay there too long. We'll see that example in the next podcast. Here, there's the concern that he may, not in the next podcast, in a couple podcasts, here there is the concern that he may sit too long. In other words, if a fellow comes and stands and does Bikur Cholim, as long as he's standing, that's all he's doing. But if he comes in and sits down, so he does Bikur Cholim, and then they start talking about the Super Bowl, and they start talking about finance, and they start visiting, and then, indeed, he is visiting and giving benefit to this fellow with his visit beyond the parameters of the mitzvah. He turns it around and says, we're talking about a case where B is visiting A. In other words, the fellow who's coming to visit is the one who's not allowed to get benefit. And how is he allowed to come in at all? He wasn't madir him fully, but just from certain kinds of benefits, so he can't sit, but he can stand. Now, if that's the case, then he can sit. So, the answer is, he could come in and visit by standing, and that would be sufficient, and so therefore we don't allow him to do anything more than that which is absolutely necessary. Meitave, we have a challenge to everybody except Ula. Chalahu nichnas tavakro. If he's sick, who's the he here? He can come visit him, chalabano shualo b'shuk. And if the fellow's son is sick, then you can ask about him in the shuk, but you can't come visit him. I understand if the chole is the one who is madir, I understand why you can't come in to visit the son.
Mashnahu, mashnah b'no.
But if the mevaker is not allowed to give benefit to the chola is not allowed to get any benefit, so why does it matter if it's him or his son? Either way, he should be able to come in and visit, the kind of visit that we talked about. So Amalach manita mishnirsa mevaker asur al chola, brayta mishnirsa chola asur al mevaker. So here Shmuel would relent and say, the brayta must be talking about a case where the chola is the one who has banned the mevaker from getting in benefit. And then, indeed, that's why, if it's the son, he has to come in and ask Bashuk. So my psaka, how do you make, why did you make that decision? Amarava Shmuel Mitin Kashite. Shmuel was bothered by the Mishnah itself. My ir yeditani omer avalo yoshev. Why did our Mishnah say you can stand but not sit? Shmuel nichse mevaker asurin ala chole. So you can infer from there that our case is where the visitor is the one who is banned, who has banned the sick one from getting benefit from him, and that's why he may stand but not sit, and therefore that must be the case. But indeed, in the Brayta, we would have to read it as a case that is inverted of that. Okay, Amar Shlakish, Remez Lebikur Cholim Min HaTorah Minayin. How do we find an allusion to the mitzvah of visiting the sick? Shenemar, this is in the case where Moshe stands up and declares that Korach and his people are going to die in a miraculous way that will demonstrate that Hashem has selected Moshe. If these people die like every other man, my mash, what does that mean? If they die like everyone else, everybody else who lies in bed and is sick and dies, and people visit them. What do people say? People come and say, Hashem did not send me for this. Right? In other words, that's what people say when they come and visit. Darash Rava Imbriya Yivra Adonai. Now Rava made a drasha on that pasuk. If God makes a creation, then the earth opens. Imbriya Gehinom. If Gehinom is already created, Mutavtiya Imlav Yivra Adonai. If not, then God will create it now. Which means that Moshe is asking God to create Gehinom now to swallow up these people. Aini, is that true? Vatanya Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodem Shinivra Olam. There's seven things that whose creation preceded the world. Elohim Torah, Uchuva, Gan Eden, Geinom, Kisei Kavod, Vetim Mikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach. And we'll see all of them now in Psukim. Torah Dichtiv, Adonai Kanani, Reshit Darko, Hashem has made me, says wisdom, says Torah, the beginning of his path. Chuva Dichtiv, and the famous Parshav Chuva in Tehilim Tzadi. Terem Harimi Oladu, Vatcholel Eretz Vtevel, before you even created the mountains, and before the earth was born, as it were. The next pasuk is Tashev Enosh Ad Dakah. You call man back, for all the way, you return man all the way to near death, and then you return him. This is tshuva. Gan Eden Nichtiv Begaita Adonai Elohim Gan Be'Eden Mikedem. God planted a garden in Eden Mikedem, which literally means on the east, but there the drasha is before, and as he had planted it before. Gehenom Dichtiv Ki Aruch Mi'atmol Tofte. This is Yishayahu's deprecation against Sancheriv, that the table is set already for Sancheriv Mi'atmol from ever. Kisei Kavod Dichtiv Nachon Kisacha Me'az. Your throne has been established from ever. Beit HaMikdash Tichtiv, Kisei Kavod, Marom Merishon, and the next part is Makom Mikdashenu, right? That is Marom Merishon, it precedes the earth first. Shmo Shel Mashiach, was that Tichtiv, Hishmo Le'olam, Lifnei Shemesh, Yinon Shmo. According to some of the drashot, that's one of the names, potential names for Mashiach, Lifnei Shemesh, right? So, how could Moshe Rabbeinu in this drashah be saying that Hashem will create Gehenom, if we're saying Gehenom preceded the world? Hachikamar, this is what he meant. Ivrile puma mutav. If God creates this mouth here to open it up and extend him low, Yivradunai. And if not, then God will create a mouth here. If the mouth is already created at this point in the desert to swallow them up, fine. If not, then God will. But Gehenna is already there. V'haktiv en kochadash tachat hashamesh. There's nothing new under the sun. So how's God going to create a new mouth here? If the mouth that opens up to Gehenom isn't near here, let it move near here, which is not a new creation, but just let it shift so that they can be swallowed up. Now, Dorash Ravav, Amr Rav Yitzchak, Maidichtiv, Shemesh Yareach, Amad Zvula, that in the beautiful Tefillah of Chavakuk, Al Shigyonot, Chavakuk says that the sun and the moon stood in Zvul in the high place in the heavens. Shemesh Yareach, Bizvul, my Bayan, what were they doing up there? Robert Kiyakavi, they're in the firmament, not up in Shemayim, in the ethereal heavens. Melamed Shalu Shemesh Vereach Mirakia Lizvul. They went up to Zvul, which is the almost God's quarters, it were. Amru Lefanam, and they said, Ribono Shalom, Imatao Sedin Leven Amram Anu Meirim. If you judge on behalf of Moshe Rabbeinu and intervene and stop Korach from what he's doing, then we will continue to give light to the world. Vimla Vein Anu Meirim. If not, then we refuse to. At that point, Hashem shot arrows and spears at the sun and moon. Every day people bow down to you and worship you, and you still give light. You're not protesting when it's my honor that's at stake, but you are when the honor of a man, Moshe Rabbeinu, is at stake, you protest. And so every day since then, Hashem shoots arrows and spears at them, and they still give light. Shneimar la'or chitzecha yahalechu, by the light of your arrows they walk. Okay, Tanya, back to Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim ein la shiur. All right, what does that mean? My ein la shiur. That's of course in the famous Mishnah in Peah. Yudvam shein lam shiur. Peah v'abakurim v'arayon gun chasadim in tumun Torah gun chasadim, and in the Brita. That is quoted in Shabbat, Kuf Lametet, Bikur Cholim is among those things that are in Lahem Shi'ur. What does that mean? So, Yosef Lememar, Ein Shi'ur Lematan Schara. When it comes to pay our Bikurim, I understand Ein Lahem Shi'ur. You can bring as much as you want. How could Bikur Cholim be Ein Lahem Shi'ur? Yosef thought it meant that there is no measure, no limit to the reward for Bikur Cholim. Amrlei Abaye, V'chol Mitzvot, Miyesh Shi'ur Lematan Scharan. Abaye said, since when do any Mitzvot have a Shi'ur? We have the famous Mishnah in Avot. You should be careful with all mitzvot. You don't know how much reward there is for any mitzvah. Abaye said, Ein lam shiur means there are no status rules. There's no class rules. Even a great person should come visit a small person, a lowly person. Rav Amar Afilu Me'a Pamim Biyom. He says it's about quantity. You could even visit somebody 100 times a day. Mitzvah Bikur Cholim has no limits. You can't say, I did it twice, I did it 3 times, I'm Yotze. Rav Yachav Bar Chanina, Kol Makar Cholen Utel Achad Mishishim B'Tzaharo. Famous aphorism, which is utilized in interpreting one of the opening psukim in Parshat Vayechi. Anyone who visits the sick takes 1/60th of his pain. So if that's the case, bring 60 guys in, and the guy will have everything taken. No, what he means by this 1/60th is like the percentages that Rebbe utilized in determining the issue of Isur Nechosim that we discussed a number of weeks ago in Masechet Ketubot, of how to divide up the dowry among a number of daughters who each gets a tenth. How does that work? The Tanya, parenthetically, Uven Gilo. By the way, it's not everybody who can come in and take 1/60th of your pain. It's only if you're Ben Gilo. It may mean you're born under the same mazel, or you're somehow related, or somehow connected spiritually or biologically, that you could take that 60th away. But back to the Rebbe's thing, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Batan is on Nichse Achin. I'll tell it Isun Achasim, a girl who is getting fed by her brothers, in other words, she's an orphan, and he fed by her brothers, she takes 1/10th of the property for her dowry. Amrulo the Rabbi, Dvaracha Mishishto Eser Banot Uven, so if a guy has 10 daughters and a son, Enlo Ben Malcolm Banot Klum, so the son gets nothing, because each daughter takes 10%. Amrulan Rishonano tell it Isur Nachasim, so what happens is the first one to get married takes 1/10th. The next one takes 1/10th of what's left, which is going to be 9% of the original. The next one is going to take 8.1%, etc. And then when all 10 have taken, then they redivide the whole thing equally. Right? So in other words, in the same way, when you get sick, it's sort of like Zeno's paradox. When you get sick, somebody who's Ben Gilo comes to visit you, takes away 1/60th, and the next guy comes, takes 1/60th of what you got left. So you can never really get to zero. There's no solution bringing a lot of people in at one shot, and it's going to make you healthy. What this all means, as far as taking 1/60th, is beyond this form and beyond what I personally understand also. Rav Chelbo Chalash. Rav Chelbo was sick. Nafak Achriz Rav Kana. Rav Kana came out and made an announcement. Rav Chelbo Boish, that Rav Chelbo is sick. Lo Ika Dekati. Nobody came to visit. Amar Lehu Lo Kacha Yama Aseh. He told them, don't you guys remember the famous story? Talmid Achad Mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva Shechala. Rabbi Akiva's students was sick. Lo Nechasu Chacham Nevakro. and nobody came to visit him. Nechas Rabbi Akiva Bakros, Rabbi Akiva himself went to visit him. Shvil Shekib Duvri Btsulafanav Chaya. What happened is they came into the room, Rabbi Akiva's gonna come here, so we have to sweep up, and we have to water down the dust, etc. And as a result of that, he got better. Amale Rebbe Achitani, so when Rabbi Akiva came in, he said, Rebbe, you've brought me back to life. Because after all, this guy's in a dark, dank room, miserable and sick and it's dusty and et cetera. Because Rabbi Akiva was coming in, they cleaned the place up, and now he felt better. Yatsa Rabbi Akiva Darash, Rabbi Akiva then went out and darshaned right after that event. Komisha in mevaker cholim ki ilu shofech tamim. If you don't visit the sick, it's like murdering. Ki at Rav Dimi amar, Rav Dimi came from Tveria to Bavel, he related the following. Kom vaker ta chole, gorem lo shi yichia. Anyone who visits the sick causes him to live. V'chol she'inom vaker ta chole, gorem lo shi yemut. And the inverse, if you don't visit, it's like you're causing him to die. My grama, what's the cause? If it's because when you visit the sick, you daven for him, you pray for him that he'll live. So you think if you're not visiting him, that means you're praying that he should die? Because the reality is that if you don't visit the sick, you don't pray for him. Not that he's certainly going to die, certainly, but you're also not that he's going to live. He's not going to be in your mind. Rava Yoma Kadma de Chali Shamar Lahon. The first day whenever Rava was sick, he would tell his students, "Lo Tigalu Leinish. Don't tell anybody. Talitra Mazli. I don't want my luck to go bad, whatever that may mean." Mekan Ve'Ela Shamar Lahon Fuku Ve'Achrizu B'Shuka. After that, if he was sick more than one day, he would say, "Go tell everybody in the Shuk." To call the Sani Le'Lechdili. Anybody who hates me will be happy. And if the person is, if my enemy is happy about my being sick, look at the pasuk in Mishlei. When your enemy falls, don't rejoice, because maybe God will be angry and take it out on you. In other words, if you're rejoicing at, somebody's rejoicing at my sickness, then Hashem's going to make me better anyways. Anybody who loves me will hear about it and will pray for me. So Rav taught that anybody who visits the sick is saved from the fires of Gehenim, or the judgment of Gehenim after they die. Shenemar, Ashrei Maskil El Dal. So Maskil, we understand here to be somebody who attends to properly, as opposed to its original meaning, which may mean the name of an instrument that was used for this particular chapter. B'yom Ra'am Al Yimaltehu Adonai. So happy is the one who takes care of the dal, the poor one. We'll see what that means. On a bad day, Hashem will save him. So now we have to interpret both dal and ra'a. Ein dal ela chole. Somebody who's dal, who's impoverished, that's the sick one. Shemar mi dala yivatzleini. He saves me from my dala. Right? And we see this also in Tehillim Lamed, ki dilitani. Inami min hadein kra. We have another pasuk. Madu ata kacha dal ben hamelech baboker baboker. This is what David's nephew said to David's son Amnon when Amnon was pining for Tamar, "Why do you look so sick every morning?" Ein ra'ayel geinom, and we know that evil refers to geinom. Shenamar kol po'al Adonai l'manehu v'gam rasha liyom ra'a. So therefore, if God is going to save the one who takes care of the dal from ra'a, that means if you visit the sick, you're saved from geinom. V'im biker mascharo, and if you do visit him, what's the reward? Mascharo, kedamar, tzolvin dinosh Gehenim. You just said you were saved from Gehenim. Ela mascharo b'olam hazeh. How do you benefit in this world? Adonai shmirehu v'yichayehu v'ushar ba'aretz v'adnei b'nefesh oivav. You're saved from your enemies. Adonai shmirehu, what does that mean? Mi'etzahara. You're saved from your etzahara. V'yichayehu, and you're kept alive. Min ha'yisurin. You won't have afflictions. V'ushar ba'aretz. You will be happy in the land. Shiyakom mitkabdin bo. Everybody will be honored by you. Meaning, they'll be honored to the fact that they know you and say, "Ooh, I'm a friend of this guy." He'll have good friends who will save him, just like Naaman had good friends around him. Malachim bet perak dalad, where he had good friends around him. Perakay, who advised him to listen to Elisha, to go into the Yarden, he was saved. And he should not end up with friends, and I say with friends like these, who needs enemies, with friends like Rechavam had, who led to the dissolution of the United Monarchy. All right, and we'll see a piece on that. Tanya Shimon Elazar Omer, Im Yomrucha Yiladim Bnei Uzkenim Stor, Shmala Zkenim Ve'alti Shmala Yiladim. If young people tell you to build, and but in the meantime old people tell you to tear down, listen to the elders and not to the kids. Shebinyan Yiladim Stira, Ustirat Zkenim Binyan. Yiladim here doesn't necessarily mean of age, but means of maturity and wisdom. That the building of the young is itself destructive, and the destruction of the elders is really building. Siman davar, what's the proof of that? Rechavam ben Shlomo, because Shlomo was the one who built, and Rechavam was the one who ended up tearing down. What this all means, of course, is, and it's important to take a look at that chapter in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Bet, which is when Rechavam comes to Shechem. That itself is a parsha why he went to Shechem, in order to be crowned as the next king, and the people pled with him that he lower his father's taxes, and the elders advised him to listen to the people. And his friends, in the meantime, said, you got to show them who's who. You better tell them that my pinky is bigger than my father's waist, and I will really tax you. And that, of course, is where the people rebelled and placed Yeravam ben Nevat over them, and that was the end of the United Kingdom. In other words, a person should not visit the sick, not in the first 3 hours of the morning and not the last 3 hours of the day. Why? So that the sick one should not give up davening. Why? If you visit him the first thing in the morning, he feels like, everything's fine, everything's good, I don't need to daven. But if you visit him at the end of the day, he's feeling so bad, he figures you must be coming in for a last visit, and he gives up. How do we know that God himself feeds the sick? Hashem yisadenu, supports him or feeds him, on the bed of the sick. How do you know that the Shechina rests above the head of the bed of the sick? Shneimar Adonai yisadenu al eres divai. Here it's that Hashem is resting there and is supporting him. Tami achin nechas levakeret hachole. We had this bright in Masachet Shabbat. When you come in, you don't sit on a bed, on a bench, on a fancy chair. You cover yourself up with talit, as it were, and sit on the ground. You have to realize you're in the presence of the Shechinah. The great witness of the being rain in the West is when the prat is overflowing. That the river becomes blessed from its own banks. You know, it's not from rain, but rather from its own banks. In other words, that the Euphrates has its own underground springs that feed it, as opposed to being from rainwater, so that the Euphrates being high or low is not testimony to being rain in Eretz Yisrael. As they're saying, they know in Bavel, when the Prat is high, that means that it's rained in Eretz Yisrael. Upligat Shmuel out of Shmuel. Shmuel himself has an internal contradiction. Now, Shmuel, in a mind, Metaharin Mezochalin, Ela Prat, Biyomi Tishrei Bilvad. Is that the only waters that are considered zochalin, at least around here, that are considered flowing waters, meaning that they're for spring waters, is the Euphrates, and only at the end of the summer, which means that he holds that the Euphrates itself in the winter is partially rainwater. So we see a contradiction within Shmuel. Avur Shmuel Avadlon Mikvaot Levante Biyomi Nisan Umafzi Biyomi Tishrei. Shmuel's father would go to the Euphrates, and he would make mikvaot for his daughters in Nisan, because that was from the because he wouldn't allow them to go into other flowing waters, because he was concerned that they were from snow melt, and therefore he would have them go into the Prat, but in Tishrei. he would put these things into the river in Tishrei, because, and by Tishrei it was all muddy because it was already relatively low, but he was concerned that there was a chatzitza, and then he would put in these mats either for tzniut for them because the real water was relatively low, or else so that the mud wouldn't become a chatzitza for them. Okay, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will pick up in the next podcast at this the next piece here on Amar Avayami, and continue until the next Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bet. Everyone should have a wonderful day.